such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Sitting in here in the studios listening to Frank Sinatra, and we're already laughing and dancing and having a good time. I'm speaking with Dr. Patricia Hacker and Sharon Keffer, who's the accompanist to the Huntsville Master Chorale. You'll have two opportunities to hear the Mosaic of Love coming up tomorrow at 3 and at 7 in the Faith Presbyterian Fellowship Hall. Welcome to WLRH.
Thank you for having us.
This is fun. What made you think that this would be a good idea? Obviously it is, but how did you get the idea to do this?
Well, you know, when you start doing research, it's like, what can we go next? I mean, we finished last year Beatles, and it's like, what do we do next? What do we do next? So it's like Frank Sinatra. There is so much love songs mm-hmm. in that he used to sing, so it's just like perfect. And because nowadays, as I said, a lot of the artists have kind of brought back his music, like Michael Bublé and Diana Krall, and he's so now, I will say, so yes. popular now. So that's practically what we do with Mosaic of Love, is just to bring into choral setting all this music that you used to listen to the radio, in the radio.
And the chorale will be performing the song we heard, just Come Fly With Me. How do you not imitate Frank Sinatra when you're singing? How do you not?
Well, this is the interesting part. The choral arrangement that Mack Hoff and Paul Langford and Jed Alhous have created for in choral setting are a little bit different. I mean, mm-hmm. A little bit faster tempo that the tempo that you heard, and interesting harmonies, very interesting. So for us, this is the fun part, you know, just to select the right arrangement for the choir to sing that can be challenged, but also they can enjoy singing this music. So.
And Sharon Keffer is the accompanist. I imagine you're enjoying this too.
Very much. Just hearing the music makes me want to move all the time, and there is so much energy. One of the things I like about Sinatra is there's an intentional ease.
Yeah.
In other words, he was well rehearsed. He knew exactly what he wanted to do, but it's delivered in a very easy form, in a sense of just kind of flows. And I hear the chorale doing the same thing. They're moving. They are rehearsed. It's kind of like perhaps a restaurant where you know the food has been prepared with excellence and care, and it's delivered and displayed beautifully, but there's a warmth to it, and there's a life to it. And so I love the intentional ease of the Sinatra music, that he was very purposeful, and yet it just flows, and you can't help but move your feet and smile. Lifts your heart.
And we need to point out that this is not a typical concert. You will not be sitting in pews or in chairs. How is it going to be set up?
Well, we set up in round tables, so people come and sit down and enjoy New York cheesecake. Mm-hmm. So we will have some desserts for you and some coffee donated by Starbucks and or tea if you want to have it. So it's a sitting dessert table setting, and just enjoy it. And hey, if you want to dance, maybe you can step up. If you haven't,
that was my question. Is it going to be a dance floor like an old time supper club?
It's not. And I wish we can have a space.
She's already thinking about that, though. She mentioned that at the rehearsal the other night. Next year, I want to have a dance floor. We're always thinking ahead.
Because swing dancing is really popular.
I know
a little bit of ballroom dancing, and even you don't have to be a professional. Just get up and move.
Right. Get up and move, because this music calls to move. And I think a lot of people, we're going to have a lot of, feet moving and bodies moving, and probably sing along, you know, because everybody knows this beautiful music.
And I apologize for my singing during that.
We're auditioning you right now. Taking notes.
I work in radio for a reason. This is the piece that's also on the program, I've Got You Under My Skin, music of Cole Porter as performed by Frank Sinatra. It's pretty darn jazzy, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you are a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I have tried not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair, it ain't gonna move so well. Why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come with my, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats, it repeats, it repeats, it repeats. Don't you know, you fool, you're never gonna win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Leave some place to go, baby. Yeah, holler now.
Patricia Hacker was just saying these lyrics. Oh, it's Cole Porter.
Yes. You know,
the lyrics say things that other love songs might not.
Yes. But it really did talk to people in the reality, you know. It's not just talking about the stars and the moon and very poetic, but it's just like colloquial. Like, come on, people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's for you. So it's,
and that is one of the things I do appreciate about Frank Sinatra's repertoire, is he does cover so many classic composers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Cole Porter, we just heard, and I see here we've got some Harold Arlen on the program, John Kander, Frank Lesser, Henry Mancini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm also looking at the program and seeing that the chorale is performing some of them, but then we also have soloists.
Oh, we have phenomenal soloists in this concert. A lot of them are new into our chorale, and they have provided so much to it. And everyone have given a little bit of flavor, mm-hmm. Their own personal touch in their solo singing. And it's so interesting because, obviously, when you sing a song that everybody knows, and you expect to be sung the same way, well, it's not. It's they're giving their personal touch, and that's mm-hmm. what I like it. And beautiful singing as well. So you're going to enjoy them.
And beautiful playing. Is it just you on piano?
No. One of the wonderful things about the Mosaic concert, so fun. We've been doing it 6 years. Actually, Dr. Hacker is the one that initiated it, and we love this concert. It's a great contrast to the other singing we do. We can do Brahms, we can do Bach, but we can do Beatles mm-hmm. or Sinatra as well. And so we have an amazing band. In fact, when we went with the soloists the other night, they adapted to what the soloist wanted to do, as Dr. Hacker was saying. Tom Branch on the drums, Chip mm-hmm. Golbro on guitars, Mark Huff on bass, uh-huh. and Jaron Niska is adding some extra brass on a keyboard. And of course, I enjoy working as well, love playing for the crowd. And this is a lot of fun. This band is really tight. They did a good job.
Yeah, Chip, I've known Chip a long time.
Yes.
So it's a jazz feel.
It is. It'll be a jazz feel, and the variety is there. And the appeal is there to all varieties. I have mm-hmm. friends, a young couple, that are driving from Birmingham for this Valentine dessert concert mm-hmm. because they love Sinatra, and they're probably in their mid-20s.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And Dr. Hacker, you were saying that tickets are going fast.
Tickets are going fast. So if you go to our website, hsvmassacre.org, and in the right side, you will see our poster, Fly Me to the Moon. Just click in there, and you can select your seat in the table and enjoy the performance.
And I wanted to ask you something that has nothing to do with this concert, about your choral competition. We were running that PSA about the big competition. How did that go?
We are so excited. We received 15 entries.
Wow.
Here for composer of North Alabama, specifically mm-hmm. Huntsville. Wonderful, wonderful composition. It was a very hard hard decision to make, but we got the winner, and we will announce it at the 7 o'clock performance. We will announce
okay.
who is the winner of
so
this competition.
So you're not going to let us know now. I tried.
You have to
it's
come.
A surprise. But we are very excited. We, as I said, we will announce the winner, and I wish we can perform all the pieces because
they were wonderful,
beautiful mm-hmm. compositions, and it feels so good to receive emails saying thank you so much for doing this, thank you so much for encouraging us to write, thank you. I wish we can have more competitions like this. We can have more opportunities, and this is the first one, and I think we will continue doing that because we believe that encouraging creativity make us better. Mm-hmm. And this is our goal, Master Chorale, just perform new works and to support composers here in Huntsville and in Alabama and the country.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Patricia Hacker and Sharon Kever, the accompanist. Mosaic of Love, two seatings tomorrow at Faith Presbyterian Church. It's easy to find. It's right there on the corner of Drake and Whitesburg.
Whitesburg and Airport.
Airport. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, it's Whitesburg. And my son went to preschool there. I should know where that is. Right there. It's right across from the Publix.
Right.
And
yes,
kind of near yes. Trinity Methodist, but it's at Faith Presbyterian. And again, you'll be seated at round tables,
yes, yes.
and dancing is encouraged. And you're saying if you don't get a seat at the table, you can still come on in?
You can still come on in. Yeah, we're welcome. And beautiful, decorated, New York style. I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
Well, thank you so much, Patricia. And Sharon, anything you want to add before we get back to rehearsals?
It's a great concert for Huntsville. We start with Come Fly With Me, mm-hmm. and we end with Fly Me to the Moon. So it appeals to everybody.